Good Thursday morning. It's time now for our Headwaters Builders Association program for the month of February, and we're brought to you this morning by Lee Construction Company of Minocqua. You can see that website, dickleeconstruction.com. We're brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhineland or Minocqua. That website is carpetcityonline.net. By Lakefront Building and Design, LLC, lakefrontbuildinganddesign.com is that website. And by R Value Insulators, that website is the letter R, Value Insulators. .com. Sam Hartman can be reached at 362-7288. Sam's on the line with me right now. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing okay. Looking at 5.5 inches of new snow here in Tomahawk. What are you looking at over there in Rhinelander?
We got about the same here. Kind of a welcome sight, although we're getting a little late in the year.
Yeah. I'm thinking this ain't going to be enough to get our trails open. It's going to be a headache for folks going out on the ice and kind of an inconvenience. I guess it looks nice. It's what it's supposed to look like this time of year, right?
It sure is, yes.
So, Sam, in this way warmer than normal winter, how is our value insulators doing for business? Are you still real busy out there? Is a warmer winter mean a slowdown for you?
You know, we're real busy. There's a lot of new construction going on up in the Northwoods yet, and I think the warmer weather has kind of just allowed that to continue without any headaches. As far as the temperatures go, I guess the existing homes don't really realize the problems like in a normal year with ice dams and snow melt on their roofs and high energy bills quite as bad, but, you know, who knows what next year will bring.
Exactly. This could be the new normal. Who knows? This could be the new normal. So for folks that rely on that insulating up on top, also known as snow, on the other side of the attic, we don't have that this year. So, for folks who are noticing, maybe their home is a little bit cooler this year because all that insulation's not up on top of the roof. Best advice: we're gonna concentrate on new construction a lot here, Sam. But for folks that are in their home and they're noticing they have issues this winter, what's the best advice you have for them?
You know, what our suggestion is, kind of the process with existing homes is we encourage the homeowner to have a home performance evaluation done on their home. And what that includes is a blower door test and some thermal scanning to understand just how the overall energy efficiency of the house rates. Also, we're really looking for air leakage and opportunities to stop that conditioned air from in the house escaping into the attic and causing those problems up on the roof.
So our value insulators can do that service, right?
Absolutely. Yep, we do full service blower door testing, thermal image scanning, really troubleshooting. A lot of times in the building industry, from the new construction standpoint, we really feel that you have one chance to do this right. So in those existing homes, maybe those chances were overlooked and things weren't done right. So how do you see that after the fact? So by doing depressurizing the house and looking for air leakage and using thermal imaging technology, we can find those bypasses and then target those areas to specifically deal with the issues.
How invasive of a process is this for the homeowner, Sam?
It's not invasive at all, the testing. Of course, the work depends on, really what we're looking to achieve and how bad or how in need the building may be of some work. As far as the testing goes, it's not invasive at all. We encourage the homeowner to be there during the testing. And really the only thing, things like having a fire going in a fireplace, we can't have that, but, no, it's pretty straightforward. It takes, maybe an hour or 2 hours to do the test. And, then a report is generated to give you a comprehensive look at the overall efficiency.
Another quick thing that comes to mind about existing homes, let's say a home was built 50, 60, 80 years ago, and it was a quality built home at the time. I would assume that technology and building materials and especially insulating materials have changed a lot in all those years. So you can also bring those homes up to date, right?
We certainly can. Really, the technology that is the newest, and I don't even know if I'd call it a technology, but just the understanding of the science of the building. We're still using the same products, for the most part, that were used 50, 60 years ago to insulate. we just have a much better grasp as to how to use those. For instance, in the new construction projects that we're working on today, we're using, our wall and cavity fill insulation is fiberglass. So we're blowing a fiberglass product to fill the cavities. That's really what was used, 50 years ago, fiberglass batting. And flat attics and things like that, we're using cellulose. Some of the more techie type things are spray foams and sealants that we're using today. Again, we're keying in on stopping the air leakage. In essence, we want to wrap a plastic bag around that house and make it completely airtight. So using different mastics and air barriers are really kind of what our technology is today. And again, applying all that stuff in the right situation.
Got it. And as far as new construction goes, well, that's a whole other ball of wax because, like you say, it's getting done right the first time. I guess, Sam, it surprises me a little bit. I know contractors are pretty busy out there, but I didn't know that there was a backup, and I didn't know how much building was going on way up north, because it seems like all we hear out there is, well, everything costs so much, and not a lot of people are building right now. That's not necessarily the case, huh?
The prices in the last few years of about everything, as we know, has increased.
Right.
But I, for some reason, and I guess I don't know the answer to this, the building industry is pretty strong. I guess if you look at things on a more broad scale, we have a housing shortage in general in our country. And the forecast does not look like we're going to be able to catch up to what we need. So whether that's the case or just people wanting to move to the Northwoods, I mean, on a day like today, it's beautiful to be up here. So there's a lot of draw to the Northwoods. And I think, with those couple of things, that's really what's going on. But yeah, the building industry is strong. There's a lot of new construction going on, and thanks to the weather, we don't have a lot of holdbacks this winter.
What are some of the, when it comes to new construction, people are building a house, they want to have the best house they can get. They're talking to you about insulating that new home. How do you take people through the process? What are some of the things that you like to point out, especially that our value insulators takes care of that might be overlooked by others? Let's go through that process one-on-one with the new homeowners. They've got the drawing, they've got the plans all done, and they're sitting down with Sam from our value insulators to figure out how they're going to keep that place warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Take us through the process, Sam.
Sure. So I think the first thing that we look for is trying to figure out what the goals of the homeowner are. I think everybody wants and expects that they're going to have an energy efficient home. I'm not sure that they always know what that means. I think a little bit today it's taken for granted that a new house or a new home will be energy efficient. But where I like to start is taking a look at the plans, looking for anything in the build that could be sort of a problem or a bottleneck. And we try to work with the builder and the homeowner through those things to ensure that we have the best scenario we can to have the most energy efficient home that we can. We also look at mechanical systems, whole house ventilation, understanding what sort of strategies can be put in place to make the home. I mean, energy efficiency is always thought of as insulating. Let's make sure we do a good job insulating. But you can do a really good job insulating, but if you fill the house up with mechanical equipment that runs continually to try to keep that house comfortable, well, you're not really being as energy efficient as possible. So we have that conversation as well. What strategies do they have in place to heat the home, cool the home, change the air in the home, control the moisture in the home, and make the environment what we expect it to be? So once we kind of go through that, we look at, again, the structure and the shell of the building and what products make sense for that building. By and large, we specialize in the blow-in blanket system. We really key in on air sealing details. Again, we're trying to wrap this house in a plastic bag. or an airtight bag. I guess plastic bag is not really the right word. We want this building to be airtight. And then we look at what products we're going to use to do that. Again, we're using the blow-in blanket to insulate our wall cavities. We get a fantastic R-value out of that wall, and that R-value is sustained through the temperature differentials. We got to remember, you know, in the summer here, we can be up into the 90-degree temperatures, and in the winter, we can be 20 below. So we really look at what happens to a building when it experiences those extremes, both hot and cold. And over time, as that building expands and contracts seasonally, how are we going to battle that? And how are we going to ensure that for the life of that building, we maintain the air leakage numbers and the air sealing that we look for, and we also maintain the highest possible R values and energy efficiency for the long haul.
So with each different type of house, are the materials that you use are different as well, or basically every house has the same kind of insulation? It's just a matter of where it goes.
You know, I think for the most part, every home has the same type of insulation. Again, we use our bib system in the cavities and in vaulted ceilings. We use cellulose up into the R values of 50 and 60 in the flat attics. We do closed cell polyurethane spray foam in the rim joists to seal those. So in general, the products are the same. I think what we run into is there's such a difference from home to home and builder to builder that there's a lot of behind the scenes work that has to be done to ensure that we accomplish what we're looking to accomplish. We really key in on, you know, again, back to the technology, it's the education and the understanding of how things move, how energy moves through a home that we really look for. So we spend a lot of time on these jobs before we even begin to insulate, just doing blocking, backing. We have a fantastic team that understands how this works. So we spend a lot of time putting a lot of backing in to stop air movement, a lot of blocking to stop air movement. And, you know, when you walk into these houses, there's a lot of wood. When you get into these roof systems and engineered trusses, the people that design trusses don't really think about insulating. So that's our job to come in and figure out how we can sort of help the builder to ensure that we have great success for their customer.
You've mentioned airtight. You mentioned that bag around a house and making it airtight. I know with the house that I live in, our home is very well insulated, but we're having issues. We've been having issues for the last several years with moisture. It's so airtight that the moisture has nowhere to go but collect on the windows in cold weather. We've gotten around that by putting plastic on the windows. But what about that whole airtight thing? How do you make sure that the moisture isn't being trapped inside?
Sure, that's a great question. So we need to look at whole house ventilation. And again, back to the efficiency of the home, we tend not to recommend all kinds of equipment being installed in the home to change the air. Panasonic has really been the leader in whole house ventilation for a lot of years in a very simple way, and that's by just using bathroom exhaust fans. So we're a big proponent of that. You know, we understand that the homeowner is not necessarily up to speed to the science of the home. So we want to make it simple. I mean, the homeowner wants to come home from work, have a comfortable, healthy, safe, energy-efficient home. And how can we make sure that we do this without expecting the homeowner to understand how to run all kinds of equipment and not only run it but maintain it and then pay for it because it has to run all the time? So we've found that by using the correct bath fans in the correct situation, we can ventilate the entire home. And to your point, the number one killer of a house is moisture.
Yeah,
we see it on the windows, and then that's only where we see it. What about where we don't see it? So by ventilating the house in a manner that's very low cost up front, very low operating costs for the life of the home, and also very minimal maintenance, we have great success in keeping the moisture at bay in these homes.
You know, and as we near the end of our time here today, Sam, that's a great point to kind of end on and really emphasize that the old saying applies here, I would assume, that doing it right the first time costs a lot less. It might cost more up front, but in the long run, it's going to cost you less when you do it right the first time.
That's 100% correct. And remember, we, you know, have created this conditioned environment on a piece of ground that'll be there forever. So those operating costs, to run that heated piece of environment will last forever. So to your point, put the effort in now to ensure that for the rest of your life in that home or the rest of that home's life in general, it's going to be the best that it can possibly be from today forward.
And then, Sam, why are you a part of the Headwaters Builders Association? Why is that important for our Value Insulators to be engaged with that outfit?
You know, Jeff, I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin and introduced into the trades at an early age. And I just have a passion for the trades, all of it. I love home building. I was a home builder for a number of years leading into doing this high-performance insulation work. And being a member of the Headwaters Builders Association really gives us that platform to promote the trades. You know, we try to promote it to the schools and we try to get people interested. It's a great occupation and a great career path. And then we also are affiliated with the Wisconsin Builders Association and the National Association of Home Builders. And again, it's because of our passion for the industry and our real desire to, you know, try to build on this industry.
And, you know, the way I was explaining to folks when I talked to them, I said I would call the Headwaters Builders Association first or go to their website and see all the different members there, and that will give you some peace of mind. You know that they have to have a certain criteria to be a member of that organization, properly insured and all that stuff. So peace of mind comes with being part of the Headwaters Builders Association, too.
It really does. And as the association, every new member that applies to be a member, we look through their application and bring them on board for those reasons.
Well, to get started, Sam, for people that may have a new home in their very near future, how can people get a hold of you to start this conversation so they can do it right the first time?
Sure. So you can always give our office a call. Terry is our office manager, and she's fantastic and can get people started in the right direction. And that number is 715-420-0177. People can also get on their computers and go to our website at rvalueinsulators.com. And also, you can talk with your builder and let them know that you'd really like to work with us, and we can get the ball rolling.
What's it like to keep a crew going out there? How many crews you have working? Are you looking for good men yet, or good people, I should say?
You know, we're always looking for good people, but we have a fantastic team right now. Our team really understands what we're doing. They are interested. We've got some good people with background in the industry. And again, we're always looking for good people, and right now we're in real good shape with a fantastic team around us.
Sam, when we talk, your expertise really comes through in your delivery and your knowledge of these products. And like you say, with your home building experience, it's no wonder you're so on top of this stuff. Always an excellent conversation, Sam.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Our Value Insulators, say that website, rvalueinsulators.com. Call Terry in the office at 420-0177. Sam, thanks for being part of the show here once again today. Always appreciate it. And I learned something, too, today, and so thank you for that.
Yep, fantastic. You have a great day, Jeff. Thank you.
You too. Sam Hartman, Our Value Insulators, part of our Headwaters Builders Association program here for the month of February. Brought to you by Lee Construction Company of Minocqua. That website is dickleeconstruction.com. Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander, Minocqua. CarpetCityOnline.net. Lakefront Building and Design, LLC. That website is lakefrontbuildinganddesign.com. And again, Sam Hartman at Our Value Insulators. See that website, rvalueinsulators.com.